we have expressed so much concern because most of us are the ones who are facing violences because we cannot run, because we cannot hear, because we cannot see. And because of our disabilities, we tend to die, most of us die. Most of us, due to violence, we die and we have no data. In our country, we are not given a data of how many persons with disability would die. People will only say people. Then when you are trying to trace your own people, your own community, for persons with disability, you don't get some of the people. Like right now, so many persons with disability have died at Tana River. We have not seen any data saying, and we have seen persons with disability, a lot of them have died out of the total number of people who have passed away.
What do you want the security agencies to do, and especially what do you want the government to do in this case about possible violence in the election on March 4th?
I would urge President Obama, since he has become the second term of the President of America, please, let Obama secure us. This is the right time for him to raise his voice. Tell the security agency in Kenya to tend a lot of security for us. Because even in our constitution, it has allowed persons with disability to participate in today and day and daily activities of the country. But we cannot, because we cannot participate in areas where there is violence, because we are the most dangerous people in the violences. So let's President Obama talk to our country and let President Obama raise a voice and talk to our agencies that he has now to secure us before, because alarms and warnings are already there. People have been hijacked, people have been killed, aspirants have been killed, candidates have been killed. Now we fear. Some people have been stoned when they are having rallies. We fear for this. That's why we have been raising alarms, and Kenya Transitional Initiative has funded us so that we can raise our voices and talk more of the violences in our country.
Some of your group members are saying that they have alienated from political party activities and that some of you are not encouraged to support or participate in political activities. Is this the case on the ground?
It's very true, because we had a thing called a party nomination list. In the party nomination list, we have issues like persons with disability has to be nominated in the parties to represent in the National Assembly, in the count assemblies too. But right now, what they have done is like those people who are going to vie and they are going to be defeated, their names are appearing in the nomination party list. Even presidential aspirants, their names are appearing in the party lists. So they have denied us even the role to play, because when we were trying to vie, they were telling us, no, you have your special seats, you wait for your special seats. Right now, all the special seats have been occupied by the normal people in the National Assembly and in the county assemblies.
So what will your message be to all Kenyans living with disabilities ahead of this year's election?
What we want is total peace. Whether people are going to win or they're not going to win, we have total peace, one. Two, we want our rights. We want persons with disability to participate in the National Assembly. We want persons with disability to participate. This is the only way we will fight for our rights. We have poor education level in the special schools. We have poor health centers, poor health facilities for persons with disabilities. We do not have therapies. Like, for example, if someone has to be done repairs and has to be seen by a doctor, physiotherapy, from Tana River, we'll have to travel all the way to Mombasa Port Reitz, is where he will find polio clinic.